In the name of the Triune God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. We'll continue these morning services with that prayer of faith that the Heavenly Father would give us that portion of His holy word and reveal it unto us as He sees fit. In Jesus' name, we shall read from the letter to the Hebrews from the second chapter, verses 5 to verse 11. For He did not put the coming world we are talking about under the control of angels. Instead, someone has declared somewhere, "What is man that you should remember him? Or the Son of Man that you should care for him? You made him a little lower than the angels, yet you crowned him with glory and honor, and put everything under his feet. Now, when God put everything under him, he left nothing outside his control. However, at the present time, we do not yet see everything put under him. But we do see someone who was made a little lower than the angels. He is Jesus, who is crowned with glory and honor. Because he suffered death so that by the grace of God he might experience death for everyone. In bringing many children to glory, it was fitting that God, for whom and through whom everything exists, should make the pioneer of their salvation perfect through suffering. For both the one who sanctifies and those who are being sanctified all have the same Father. That is why Jesus is not ashamed to call them as brothers. Amen. These summer services each of the sermons and devotions is read out of the Bible, which is explained through the Holy Spirit and opened that which God sees to be suitable. It is as Peter says in second letter to Peter, it supports us on the customs and organization of holding services and devotions. As Peter writes in this way from his second chapter at the end, for we can more strongly trust in the prophetical words. And you do well if you fix your gaze as if onto a bright lamp in the dark until the morning comes and that the morning star lights in your heart. But above all, that you should be certain that the prophecies of the holy writings are not explained based on one's own interpretation, that not a single prophetical word has become public through the desire of a person, but that they have spoken, guided by the Holy Spirit, that which they have received from God. It was in the dawn of the New Testament in the same way as it is today that the Holy Spirit, which reveals and teaches us all that which Jesus has spoken and Jesus has taught. For that reason, it is so comforting. It encourages the speaker, brother, that we do not come here with our own words and our own matters, but rather that which the Holy Spirit reveals. This portion of the book of Hebrews, for our text portion, is significant in many ways. It has opened unto us the miracle of God's creation, and to compare a man in the context of God's creation and that which we experience and see, and in this in nature and the created world, we remember from the story of creation how each day God created something new. When this world was created, we can read and notice that man was created into a prepared world on the sixth day. God created the man and woman in his own image. For that reason, it is important to us that we can believe and think in this way, that we have been created by God. And God has instilled and breathed his living spirit into us and not onto any other created creature, that none other than mankind has a conscience. And remember how after the creation work, how the first human pair fell into disobedience and did the opposite of what God's word had instructed. And so happened this fall into sin, which we also, each of us, carry even this day, and which we will carry unto the end of the world. And for that reason, this portion in the book of Hebrews reminds us, or reveals that viewpoint, that what is God's boundless love and immeasurable mercy unto us. When it speaks of here that what is man that you should remember him, God did not forget sin-fallen man. But already then in paradise, he gave that promise, that word, that there shall be born such a one who will be victorious over the power of the enemies of souls. And so he allowed his only son to be born into the world. Thank you. It also speaks of angels in this text. As I familiarized myself with this portion of the text, and I understood that those who received this letter, they had discussed and pondered that are angels greater than Jesus, the Son of God? Even we, as people of our time, we may ponder supernatural matters. Or about whether they are the greatest things of all. And remember many portions in the Bible, many happenings, where angels have been in a significant role. I think that perhaps one of the most familiar cases that even children, the school children, remember, is personally the guardian angel, which each of us have. But then the message of the angels there in the Christmas Gospel, when the angels came to the meadow in Bethlehem, and brought that great message. That we could say the most important message in the world, that today the Savior has been born for you, who is the Lord Jesus in the town of Bethlehem. And remember prior to this how the angel informed Mary that she would give birth, even though Mary first doubted, for she was untouched. But the angel encouraged her and spoke how the Holy Spirit has conceived within her and that she would give birth to a son. And the Bible speaks of how Joseph, who was engaged to Mary, how the angel, the Bible tells of Mary's betrothal to Joseph and how the angel appeared to her in a dream. And encouraged Joseph not to be fearful to receive Mary. Remember how when Jesus was praying, how the angel came and strengthened Jesus. We remember when Jesus had been fasting for 40 days, and the devil, the enemy of his soul, approached him, trying to mislead him, borrowing the words of the Bible. And tried to shake Jesus' understanding of faith and Jesus' task in life. But Jesus responded with God's word. And even in that moment, then the angels came and served Jesus. But this portion of the Bible, it reveals and highlights even from this brief portion of text that we can understand and read. That Jesus Christ was much greater than the angels. And if we also compare or speak of angels, they did not have the message of the gospel. The angels did not forgive sins. But that this power was with Jesus. The power of the forgiveness of sins. Which is even used a lot at these services. And yet, is heard that good message. That one can believe all of one's sins forgiven in Jesus' name and blood. This portion of text also speaks of how Jesus has suffered the agony of death, and that he was crowned with glory. It was God's will that Jesus would suffer on the death on the behalf of everyone. Even those who are listening to these words here at the service tent or wherever you may be listening, dear listener, perhaps yearning and with a sorrowing mind, that you have not had the possibility to be present physically in this great throng of believers, but you can even at this moment, and in many of these sermons, you have been remembered, dear travel companions. God has not forgotten you. Jesus has suffered death on yours and on the behalf of everyone. Be your life situation what it may be, but you also have the promise to believe all of your temptations, your doubts, and your false watchings forgiven. In the Lord Jesus' name and atoning blood. I have taken note that at these services, that many of you, beloved ones, have been called. You perhaps from old memory or custom have desired to come to services. But that your life of faith, being deceived by sin, has dried up. That you have left that childhood faith, that you have lost it due to sin. I have often listened how lovingly the brothers have called you lovingly to return. Today you have been called, and when you hear God's calling voice, do not harden your heart, but be diligent and repent. We do not know, and we do not need to know that time frame when God's word will be proclaimed from God's kingdom. For that reason, the word is important today, that today when you hear the call from God's kingdom, as this text portion describes, in bringing many children to glory, it was fitting that God, for whom and through whom everything exists, should make the pioneer of their salvation perfect through suffering. That God's love, it is focused on every person. A certain brother encouraged me on this task very aptly when he said, even though there are many listening, that sermon is meant for a single person. And so, dear brothers and sisters, when we come to the listening of the word here at these great services, or even at those smaller services there in our own home Zion, that each of us comes and desire to come on the behalf of the importance of our own faith and our own soul, so that it would be strengthened and refreshed. And above all, that we would have the strength and the desire to believe. As it is in the last portion of the book of Hebrews, for you need endurance, from chapter 10, for you need endurance so that after you have done God's will, you can receive what he has promised. What has God promised? As believers, when we desire to live according to the instructions of that healthy grace, that does not include the pleasures of this time and the worldly life, but ahead of us is something much more important. You and I, we are believing because for that reason, that when this temporal life ends, then by faith, we can reach that heavenly home. In the beginning, it was spoken how we do not know when the proclamation of God's word is present. As it said in the book of Hebrews, letters to Hebrews, that for yet a little while, and he that shall come will come and will not tarry. When my righteous servant believes, he can live. Now the just shall live by faith, but if any man draw back, my soul shall have no pleasure in him. But we are not of them who draw back unto perdition, of them that believe to the saving of the soul. These are good words and instructions. It's not worthwhile to give up that life of faith, to give up in the enticements of the world. Each of us has our own enticements and temptations, especially today. I think of you, young families, those in the midst of a growing family. Often arises those temptations. Is it necessary to do according to God's will? Is it really right that God has intended such a family for us? The enemy of souls raises many of those matters that are against God's will. The older brothers spoke before how the enemy of souls is able to deceive even through good things. He is able to remind and to twist those matters for the mind of a person, that these matters, they would seem good and appropriate even if God's word says otherwise. For that reason, dear brothers and sisters, it is important for us that as often as it is possible, that we would desire to come and listen to that which God wishes to enlighten to us through his word. It is not a custom or a certain requirement, but that we would experience for our lives of faith, it would be the most important matter. That faith would be the most important matter in our lives. For that reason, we want to come before God's word. That we desire again and again to hear those good promises. That one has the promise to believe their sins forgiven. The words of a certain elderly travel companion come to mind when for some reason he was late to services and came to the latter portion of the sermon. And when the speaker brother ended the sermon and said that you can yet remain believing, then this brother joyously said that we were late, but it was worthwhile to come. For it was promised that yet one can remain believing. And for that reason, it is a good instruction to each of us and that we would have the strength to go to the hearing of the word. And we can marvel and with a thankful mind on the behalf, on the merit of the atonement work of Jesus Christ. He had the form for he was in the form of God and he lowered himself to the level of man and he was obedient even unto the death on the cross. And there, brothers and sisters, it's that important instruction. And in this moment we can remain believing our own sins forgiven. In Jesus' name, in atoning blood. In Jesus' name, blood, all sins are forgiven. Jesus' name, blood, all sins are forgiven. Jesus' name, blood, all sins are forgiven. And now it's desire yet to say unto you that you may think that would I have the strength to ask for the gospel on my own part, you can believe there where you are, right where you sit, or where you listen. You can believe. In Jesus' name, in atoning blood, your sins forgiven. And when we believe in this way, then one day we will be in that throng of those who give praise, who are clothed in white, that no one can count their number. But the God of heaven knows, and he knows and he understands every single person. And so, it's such detail that even from birth to the end of our days, it is comforting and safe to be under God's protective hand. Part of our society, wherever we live and are, we have that kind of security and that kind of foundation that endures through all time. We're only asked of faith. It is often weak. Faith is strong, but believing is weak. And it is meant to be so, that we are journeying, needing grace, and we can remain in this, even this moment, believing. And for my own part, many are the temptations and doubts. Even before this turn to serve, can I believe my own sins and doubts forgiven? In Jesus' name, blood, all sins are forgiven. I have desire to believe in this way. In Jesus' name, amen. And the speaker was Tuomo Nasanen.